Katie, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me at Productronica. Insanely busy show. You came to this industry from Honeywell, which is quite a different industry. Semiconductor industry is super cyclic, super unusual. The SMT industry has its own foibles. How's it been adjusting to a new industry?
It's very dynamic. I actually really enjoyed it. As I was walking in the job a year and a half ago, it was actually at the tail end of a super cycle, right? Everything was busy and exciting, and then we have come into this very prolonged downturn. But yet, at the end of last year, ChatGPT showed up, so the generative AI and the high-performance computing all of a sudden are becoming very, very exciting for us. Yeah. So it's very dynamic, definitely.
Yeah, and there's certainly things like ChatGPT, like EVs, like a whole bunch of markets that are creating increased demand, but also technical challenges, which make the job even more interesting.
Exactly. It's about, for a company like us in a cyclical industry, it's about the future, right? And it's very technology-driven. It's about what the future is going to lead us to, and do we have a technology on that? And then for finance, it's, hey, do we have the right investment to get there, right? So that makes the finance job even more exciting and impactful.
Yeah, and it makes it a little bit different, doesn't it? Because it may well be that in a cycle where sales aren't at the highest, that's where investment's got to be at the highest in terms of R&D, and other dynamics at play as your two markets have different cycles.
That's right.
That must make your job really interesting, but also challenging.
Yes, definitely. But it's about the balance, right? For finance, I always believe it's about the balance. It's a short-term and long-term balance, for example, or the two segments, like what you said, they experience cycle differently and balance these two as well, right? So it's a lot of times it's about looking at the numbers, which is kind of the finance side of it, but working with our business leaders. Make sure that we're business partners, we understand the business implications and look at the business cases, not just the numbers, but looking at the future implication for the company, making sure that we have the right technology for future, right? So it makes this job really very exciting, challenging, but I think it's very impactful as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. And a lot of the technology you're involved in is having an impact on people's everyday lives. We talk a lot about the numbers, the financial numbers around the business, but there are other numbers that are important in the ESG world and diversity. And you're in a position where you're a role model for women in your business. You're at the C-suite. Tell me a bit about the journey there and the experience you've had as you've made your way to the top.
It's been a long way, I have to say. So I supported oil and gas, and especially chemicals or industrial automation, now semiconductor businesses. You think about these industries, right? There aren't so many females, let alone female leaders. So I have to say, unfortunately, I've been the only female in the room many times. And especially as I progressed my career, then I became the only female leader that needs to speak up in those meetings, right? So I definitely understand this loneliness. And so from the bottom of my heart, I actually want to drive diversity. I want to make sure that we bring a lot more female employees, female leaders with me, right? I don't want to be in that room being the only female again. So diversity is very big for ASMPT. I think our leaders, the C-suite leaders, definitely truly understand it. We're driving that. Now it's a matter about how can we find the right things to do to execute it.
Yeah. And as you look through the business, you know, all the way through the hierarchy of the structure, what do you see in the current diversity mix? And what areas do you think you need to focus most on to improve?
I think it's a grassroots one side, right? Because think about, I mean, it's a cliche, like there aren't so many girls in STEM, right? But there's some truth to it. When I look at our employee base, right, there are just that many female engineers, let alone female engineering leaders, right? So that's what the company is focusing on, trying to make sure at the grassroots level we have enough intake of female, especially engineers or sales leaders, right? So that sales employees. So that's one thing. On the other side, it's kind of different regions probably are different, right? I mean, the societies are different, norms are different. So we actually have Hong Kong, Singapore, and now trying to get one German women chapters together. And we will not mandate them to do the same thing, but looking at each office, right? Trying to do something for that office and trying to cultivate the culture of driving diversity, and together with our male co-workers actually, right, together to see what are the best things that we can do for those female employees in these offices.
Yeah, it's really important to be sensitive to the diversity, but also culturally sensitive to the different regions. And actually, when you look at diversity, it is about culture as well as gender. And those cultures and genders add so much to what you're doing. After all the consumer products we produce are consumed by a very diverse group of people. So that should be reflected in the people designing, developing, building those products.
Yes, exactly. And you're right, isn't it? It's not gender, right? And it's age, it's nationalities, ethnic backgrounds, everything. And I have to say, SMPG is a very interesting company that way, because we have a very large business presence here in Europe, but then we have very large business presence in Asia. So it's a very nice of blend. And we have offices in US, right? It's a truly global company. And how do we actually take advantage of that with different cultural background to put them all together? You know, I could sometimes call Singapore's a melting pot, right? Yeah. And then the company itself should be like that too.
Yeah, it absolutely should. What I think is really interesting and really important is, you know, you talk about maybe not many engineers, but they need to see engineering leaders and know they can become engineering leaders. Those engineering leaders need to know that there's a place for them in management, and those managers need to know there's a place for them in the C-suite, and you're an example showing them that. But you need to build that all the way through the structure. Does that take a long time? Is that a slow, almost generational process, or can you accelerate it through positive discrimination and kind of activities that really push the boundaries?
Very good question. I think it's going to be a very long journey. But I think one thing I'm very excited about, like we have put out there the mandate that our board will set the tone, right? And at the very bottom also, like you were talking about female engineers, we are going to campus recruiting by bringing our female engineers as role models and just to tell the kids or the graduates from the university that, see, they can do it and you can do it too and join us, right, to do it together. So I'm hoping from the top to bottom, we'll meet somewhere in the middle, but it's going to be a long process. That way we understand.
Yeah, and it's that combination of role model and mentor, and you're clearly doing both, so that's really powerful. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. I know it's a busy schedule. Enjoy the rest of the show, and I hope we can chat again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.